Vitara, consideration. Mama, the holy name. Laite, simply by chanting. Prema, love of Godhead. Dena, Vegas. Bahe, there is a flow. Ashrudhara, tears in the eyes.
Ich werde mal jetzt Maharshat bemühen. Maharshat, auf meinem Puls sind vier Wände des Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bitte bring mir die. Gut.
So, please listen. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. Purpose. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, follows their instructions to become more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service of the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Gaura Nityananda. Therefore, if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but his life is still full of sinful activities, it will be very difficult for him to achieve the platform of loving service to the Lord. But if in spite of being an offender, and chants the holy names of Gaura Nityananda, he is very quickly freed from the interactions of his offenses. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshipping Radha Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, our students are first advised to worship Guru Gauranga. And then, when they are somewhat advanced, a Radha Krishna deity is installed, and they are engaged in the worship of the Lord. One should first take shelter of Gaura Nityananda in order to reach ultimately Radha Krishna. Srila Narottama Das Thakur sings in this connection, Gauranga Polite Habe Pulaka Sharira Hadi Hadi Polite Nayane Babanir Are Kabani Tai Chander Karuna Haibe Sang Sadava Sanam Hora Kabe Tuchahabe Vishaya Chadia Kabe Shoda Habe Mana Kabe Hama Hirabo Shri Brindavana. In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Shri Gaura Sundar's holy name, and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan, for unless one's mind is purified, cannot see Vrindavan, even if he goes there. Actually, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidakta Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and the other books that they have given. In this way, one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Kabe Hama Bhuja Bhase Yugala Priti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is not an ordinary human affair. It is fully transcendental. In order to understand Radha and Krishna, worship them and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu or the Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result and should therefore chant the names of Nitai Guru and worship them without false prestige. Since everyone within this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one take to the worship of Guru Gauranga and ask their favor. For thus, despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship the Radha Krishna Vigraha. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaura Sundara are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is very easily achieved. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara. Yes. By serving Gaura Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskacare Satarine Jaya Sri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So this is a very nice text, just befitting our Gopunim celebration here in Heidelberg. And let me read it again for you. Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Esava Vichara Mama Loite Prema Dina Bahi Ashuddha. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What does this mean? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, non-different from Radha and Krishna. He is Chana Avatar. What does this mean, please? Yes, it's Krishna himself, but in a hidden form. Actually, I was teaching in the Bhagavatam about this. Prahlad Maharaj is talking about this, where did I read this? I think I made notes on this. Yeah, it's in the 7th chapter, 7th canto, 9th chapter, verse 38. Can someone please give me the Bhagavatam? Könnt ihr das große und gleich aufschlagen? 7938. Yes, he's Channa Avatar. He's a covered avatar. That is, no one really, it's so difficult to understand him because he's not visible as Supreme Personality of Godhead. We need Mahashaya to tell us this. It is only known by a Vaishnava. Who else is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Patita Pavan. What does this mean? He is the savior of the fallen souls. Mm-hmm. Who else? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You came for a birthday celebration. I think you have an idea whom you're celebrating. He is the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. Maho Mahavadanyaya Avatar. Yes. Very nice. And even in English. Yeah, Janaki. He is the one who spreads pure love of Godhead through the chanting of the Mahamantra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is he? Oh. He brings everyone on the spiritual platform where all differences according to caste and creed and so on disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. He's what? You the avatar. Yes, we were looking for this. He's the avatar, the incarnation of God for this age. Yuga avatar. Krishna Shakti. Lord Chaitanya came to destroy the demonic mentality, and he does so by a very extraordinary weapons, his devotees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our Madhavis, still thinking? Gogamaya! Yoga Maharaj is obviously very esoteric. He wants to taste love of God. It's Krishna who wants to taste the love which Srimati Radharani feels for him. Yeah? Yeah. Du hast jetzt schon so viele. Müssen sehen, ob Kaivalya Swarupini. Deine, auch gut, yeah. He is the one who does not accept offenses. That's very important for us. Yes. He is famous for dancing. He is a great golden dancer. Yes. has established the philosophy of that the truth is simultaneous, the one and different from everything. Mm-hmm. Of God, yes. I think if we would start to think more, we would get a lot of information about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. He is foretold in the Bhagavatam, here in this verse, Krishna Shakti was hinting at it, and I wanted to read it and to you. Itam nitirya grishi deva yasavatarer lokam vibhava yasi hansi. Oh, hansi. I stand up for Lord. Jagat pratipan dharmam maha purusha pasi yugan vrittam chana kalo yat avavastri yugo tasatvam. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, Shilkuja, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Sri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Now there is a very special reason why the Lord has appeared as a Chana avatar, as a Kavat avatar. The reason is very much in connection with his teachings. In the age of Kwaral or Kali Yuga, people are plagued by an extravagantly large false ego. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. He never asserted himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada writes. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna, because he was playing the part of the devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God. Therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wanted to protect us so that not so many people would also think, well, Chaitanya said he was God, I also say it, but I am God. So, why did Lord Chaitanya appear? There is a very specific reason and a great need. He needed to appear to save us. 5,000 years ago, Krishna had actually said everything required to go back home, back to Godhead. He said, Sarva Dhammam Parityaja, give up all kinds of self-motivated activities and just surrender unto me. Papat yate, surrender unto me. However, no one can do this in the age of Kwara. It's very difficult. We are so restless in the mind. If you just would take an inventory about this audience today, the mind is at this stage of the lecture. I have my antennas on. We have 50 different words in this room. A few are trying to concentrate on the lecture, but for some it's still, this kirtan, and nothing to eat today, and springtime is coming, or I forgot encounter, my Lakshmi is lying underneath the carpet. And so many thoughts are there. It's very difficult to find the energy with such a mind to surrender. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to appear to teach us a path which makes it possible for realize this surrender in this one lifetime. I want to talk a little bit about this path which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, and I'm confident if you will understand it, you will tomorrow be a pure devotee. But before we do this, I think we should hear a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful appearance and how he conducted his divine pastimes, since today is his appearance day. We will hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two ways. We will hear his Leela, and then we will hear his transcendental teachings today. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you all know, was foretold in the ancient Vedic scriptures. There cannot be an incarnation of God who is not foretold in Shastra. The Kali Shantara Upanishad was talking about him, the Chaitanya Upanishad, even the Vedanta Sutra and the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vishnu Sahasranam. There were countless references to his appearance. Now, he appeared in the womb of Mother Sachi, and this is truly amazing. His great devotee, Advaita Acharya, who is no one else than Sadashiva, prayed at the beginning of the Kali Yuga, 500 years ago, "My dear Lord, if you do not personally appear, there is really no chance for the fallen conditioned souls. They don't have any chance. They are so fallen. They cannot follow the teachings of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. You, and we devotees, we can't preach to these people. You have to appear personally." And then Mahaprabhu actually first appeared in the mind of Jagannath Mishra, who saw at that time the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mind. Shining kingdom of God was there in the mind. And then the Lord entered into the mind of Sachi Mata, there, and then in the womb, mother life. There he stayed for 13 months. How long do children normally stay in the womb? 9 months, is it? Or eight? Good. So he was 13 years, not years, sorry, 13 months in the month. And Mother Sachi became so luminous. She looked like a sun herself, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was in the woman. Sometimes, just like in the case of Krishna, the demigods would appear in the little hut and offer prayers. It is described that they all felt very awestruck because there was a constant coming and going from Vimanas, these airplanes of the demigods. It was like interplanetary travels, you know. An interplanetarisches Reisenhub an. The whole atmosphere, sometimes the people would see the demigods in the sky and they would pay their obeisances. They didn't know what had happened. The whole of Nadia, simple rural area, had become a place for extraterrestrials, the Außerirdischen kommen. This is a subject for UFO congresses, you know. There it was, the whole sky was crowded with unidentified flying objects from the heavenly planets. So, the grandfather of Lord Chaitanya was Nilambara Chakravarti, and he foretold them that according to my horoscope, the person who is in your womb, my dear granddaughter, is no one else than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And This is the reason why all the devatas come from the higher planets. They want to worship your son in your womb. Aha, what a mother such. Aha. But she didn't believe it, nor did she wanted to believe it. So Nilamba foretold Mother Sachi everything about her wonderful child, except for one thing. She didn't speak about one thing. And that is that when Sachinandan, son of Mother Sachi, would reach the age of 24 years, he would renounce the world and leave home. But that he didn't tell the mother, because she would have suffered. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up a little bit, there are so many things to tell. Let me just tell one thing. When he appeared, there was a wonderful moon finstanis, moon darkness, or what is it, moon eclipse, and all of India, to counteract the bad effects, was standing in the holy rivers and chanting Hari Hari. Hari means he who takes away misery. You may not know at the sun eclipse, the Vedic Brahmanas throw a moon eclipse, they throw away all their shirts and all their cooking pots and everything, because it's such a polluting influence. Why? Because Rahu, the demon, swallows the moon. It's a very inauspicious thing. We also, during the moon eclipse, chant the whole day in the temple. We are advised to do like this. And I remember Asarada is always totally Fashmutsang, you know, he's totally upset at the moon finsternis, moon eclipse. So everyone was just standing in holy rivers, even the Muslims were chanting and singing, Hari Hari, take away this misery, O Lord. So this was a nice foretelling of the mission of the Yuga Avatar. So when he grew up a little bit, sometimes his parents would see in the house footprints which had the flag, the blitz, the flesh, the chakra, the conch shell, the fish. And Jagannath Mishra thought, well, Krishna has come out of my Shalagram Shila stone. He did not think that it was the footprints of his little son, Nimai. Nilamba Chakravarti told, look at the 32 auspicious signs on the body of your son. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his parents said, you may say this, but we don't believe. Once Nimai was seen in the court of the Mishra family sleeping on a huge snake which had many, many hoods. That showed that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Ananta Shesha had appeared so that he could sleep on it. But the relatives were just totally afraid and came to chase away the snake. And finally, Ananta Shesh, with his many hoods, just looked at them and disappeared in the house. And then they came again, the sticks. And Ananta Shesh finally, he got a sign of Nimai, so he disappeared in the jungle, so that his parents wouldn't have any emotional problem. So Brahmana came to the house of Jagannath Mishra and cooked a little of offering for his deity Gopal. But when he was in the process of offering, he saw the little boy crawling up the altar and eating the rice right before his eyes. He was, I can't offer it. He was angry and decided to fast that evening. But Jagannath Mishra said, try it again. We will lock him up now. You have to eat something. So this happened. Mahaprabhu came again and ate everything up when he had finished. By that time it must have been around 11 o'clock in the night. And the Brahmana was really frustrated. He cried in frustration like a little child, sometimes the Mataji. Very heavy. He had cooked two times. It was two times spoiled. So then, the next time, then he definitely wanted to sleep, but Jagannath Mishra said, I'm very sorry. I don't know how he could come out of the locked room. But this time I will lock the room and I will personally stand before the room so that he cannot come. No one can go hungry in this house. Please. So he cooked again, and by 1 o'clock he did his offering again, and he wanted to eat. But again he saw little Nimai on the altar, eating everything with smiling face. This time he was just crying. I'm so hungry. Now I even can't offer this and have to throw it away because a little child has polluted it. And this time Nimai looked at him very seriously and said, what is wrong with you? You call me, and when I'm coming, you're frustrated. And then before his eyes, he saw how all of a sudden the little Nimai transformed into his deity Gopal with a flute on his lips, playing a beautiful, sweet song. And he fell in ecstasy on the ground, and Chaitanya said, psst, I don't want this to be known around here. Don't tell it. So the Brahmana, although he was traveling throughout India, decided to live in Navadvipa. Every day he just came to Nimai for a few hours and just said, looked at him, and tears of love of God flowed down his eyes. And the parents of Chaitanya said, what's wrong with you? You're coming every day and looking at this child who just does nonsense all day. If you have tears, you're a Brahmana. You should be a little bit more cultured, not a child lover. But the Brahmana didn't even hear. He just looked and cried from ecstasy. So they allowed him. They said, this boy anyways, we don't know what he does with people. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up, he was very loving, but also extremely temperamental. Once he brought a dog with him to his house, and Mother Sachi said, "No, what have you brought today?" "No, I have brought a dog." Said Mother Sachi, "How can you bring a dog? And you were young, you have a strange love for dirty things. When you were young, you were once sitting where the discarded pots in the garbage was, and you tried to tell me that there is no pure and more impure, these are all the modes of material nature, everything is Brahman. Now you have again a strange love for a dirty animal. What is this with you? What is so unusual? Mama! If you send the dog away, you can send me also away. This is my friend. We're talking here of friendships. So, Mother Sachi had to tolerate it. She knew her son might leave her. And Chaitanya was embracing the dog and playing with the dog and binding it on the tree. Then the time came when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to take his bath in the Ganga and then go to the school. And this time Sachi Devi just took the dog and said, just go from here, please. The dog didn't want to go. Sachi brought him somewhere and then took a bath after touching the dirty dog. And then when Chaitanya came and said, where's my dog? Oh, the mother came and the mother took him. I could not, the mother was threatening me. She was almost biting me. I had to surrender that. I didn't even surrender it. She took it away. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the all-knowing super soul and knew what the mother had done. He became very, very angry. One time he just destroyed, he became so angry he took a stick and he destroyed all the pots in the house. Bang, 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 poof, and the flower was exploding. Then Mother Sachi very humbly came and said, now we can't cook anything any longer. It's all kaput. Everything is finished. So Mahaprabhu just smiled and made like this. And there was a pile of gold. What? Said Mother Sachi. You're so rich. So Mahaprabhu played like this as a little temperamental child. Later this dog was seen and is chanting in Navadvip. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! Chanting everywhere. And one day it so happened during the kirtan that the dog gave up his body. And at that time a transcendental airplane came from Vaikuntha. It was seen hovering around the thing, and then the dog in his spiritual form, come here, this is interesting. The dog in his spiritual form just went on the transcendental airplane and back to Godhead, because he had been touched by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderful. So often, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra heard bells ringing from the anchor bells. They saw wonderful beings at the heavens who worshipped their sons. But they just kept seeing their boy as a child, ordinary child. And there were many indications for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna Shakti has informed us, was Chana Avatar. He kept himself carefully hidden. For instance, he would play like an ordinary boy. The brahmanas would be in the Ganga and sit on the side of the Ganga, do their rituals, and then all of a sudden, water was flying and mud was falling, clatch, on their heads and on their seekers, and they were like, look, who's daring to disturb our yak-yak? And they saw Nimai and his friends making a schlumschlacht and just spritzen. They spritzed the water on the splashed the water on the brahmanas, and that this Nimai wanted to show. Why are you worshipping the impersonal Brahman? Worship me. Stop this nonsense. But of course no one saw this like this. And the brahmanas came to Jagannath Mishra, your boy will be the greatest wrestler in the universe. Already as a child, he's just has no respect before elders and just spritzed us nuts and, you know, and this is totally uncalled for. Be unashamed. One day, Jagannath Mishra thought, I guess I have to teach him a lesson. Otherwise, he will be spoiled. So, one day he said to Chaitanya, listen, you can't do this. Behave a little bit orderly, please. So in that night, he had a dream. A very interesting dream. In the dream, he saw a brahmana having eyes like coal looking at him. You foolish person, you chastise this personality, he's God. How can you take a stick against God? This is very, very bad for you. You will suffer in hellish planets. So, Jagannath Mishra in the dream answered, this is not God. He is an ordinary child. Why do people always say this? He's a little rascal. And then he cried tears of love in his dream. And then the brahmana got very angry. How can you call God a rascal? You are the rascal. What have you learned in the Shastras? Isn't it stated there that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear in this age? Mishra said, I don't care. He may be even God, but for me he is my son, and if I don't chastise him, he will not grow up properly. This was this Vatsalya Bhav, this very that feeling that the Lord is my son. This, Jagannath Mishra had this very ecstatic relationship to the Supreme Lord. And at this, the brahmana just smiled and laughed and paid his obeisances. He just had come to test Jagannath Mishra. So, with 8 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to school. No, with 5 years he went to school. And he could remember everything which he heard just once. And then he went to a higher school and in 7 years, no, in 2 years he learned everything what was there to learn, and in the 11 years he was a teacher himself. Just gave lessons. Imagine if we would have been at that time in Navadvipa and would sit amongst Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples, how nice it would have been. But we came 500 years too late. It's very bad. So then, after 11 years, Jagannath Mishra went to the spiritual world, and with 14 or 15 years, the Lord married for the first time Lakshmi Devi, the daughter of Vallabhacharya. She was an incarnation of the goddess of fortune. There are many, many things which we could say, but because today is his appearance day, I don't really want to go beyond his childhood pastimes. if you come at 1 o'clock, I will say something about the first time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really showed to one and all his godly identity. I will read this from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This will be extremely ecstatic. The river of Gauranga Katha will violently flow through the center for Vedic studies and cleanse all corners and offer all corners in your mind. This is very important. Now, I will also not talk about that he took sannyas, because then we will all cry like the inhabitants of Navadvip. What I want to do now is, I want to go with you. So if you want to hear more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come at 1 o'clock. You won't believe your ears. I want to tell now to you the amazing gift of Chaitanya. When they hear about higher states in Krishna consciousness, just become very apathetic, apathic. I think I will just stay like this, and I can't be happy if I don't loop after 20 years, and so on and so forth. This will be my jivatski, my life. Why is it that we experience difficulties, and how can we overcome our difficulties in Krishna consciousness? This, I feel, is a very relevant discussion. Gogopal, das ist so blöd mit dieser Vergrößerungslupe. Kannst du mir mal meine Brille da von oben holen, meine Chaitanya Bhagavatam Brille? It is all explained in the 8th chapter by the all-merciful Krishna of Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the all-merciful Krishna Das Kaviraj, who knows how much we can sometimes struggle in our own spiritual life. The reason is that if the devotee doesn't experience transcendental love of Godhead and ecstasy in his heart, the reason is that he commits offenses while chanting the holy name, and that makes all the problems. Aparada is consisting of two parts. Apa, gata, means to be distanced from, and the second thing is aradhana, devotional service. Aparada, or offense, distances us from devotional service and from Krishna consciousness. By these offenses which we do towards other living entities, towards the holy name, towards the service of the of Krishna and towards Vaishnavas, the four groups of offenses which are listed, become distant from Krishna consciousness. If you want to read about the 10 offenses in a very nice description, which I found extremely practical, you can do so. One moment. Something is wrong here, no? Please just bear with me. There's something wrong with my book.
See, this is how foolish the conditioned soul is. Not wrong with the book, it's wrong with me. I'm becoming influenced. Yes. Yeah. The list of the 10 offenses is very nicely given in the 8th chapter of the Adi Lila, text number 24. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excuses all offenses which are committed while chanting the holy names of the Lord. It is said, if one chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he feels the ecstasy of love of God. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships him, one can never be liberated. O fools! Just read Chaitanya Mangala, the Chaitanya Bhagavat. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a wonderful thing. A devotee may distance himself out of his own bad habits from Krishna consciousness, but if he just takes the names of Chaitanya, like they are appearing in the mantra, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, then it is said that Lord Chaitanya will excuse these offenses and will give that devotee's love of Godhead. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely given this love of Krishna everywhere and anywhere, even to the most fallen, such as Jaga and Madai. What then to speak of those who are already pious and elevated? Even very disqualified people like Jaga and Madai have gotten this tremendous acceptance by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described that they were very, very simple, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just took them into kirtan, and for a moment in that kirtan, his golden body turned black. Why? Because he just accepted all the simple reactions from Jagai and Madai. When this happened, something amazing happened in hell. The books which were the simple reactions were recorded, the simple reactions of Jagai and Madai, were thrown away by Chitra Gupta, the secretary of Yamaraj. He just threw them all away. Maybe they burned away. The second fire in the fire of hell. This is what can happen if you take shelter under the lotus feet of Chaitanya and Nityananda. Your simple reactions which you have acquired will go far, far away. So it is said, the unfortunate soul who does not accept Chaitanya and Nityananda, he is a demon. Just listen to this. Because Krishna is just so merciful, he came in this age, and if we don't take that mercy, then we are very, very unfortunate. It's described, the education cultivated by so-called learned scholars who do not believe these statements of Chaitanya Charitamrita is like the tumultuous croaking of frogs. If you don't believe that you can be relieved from the result of your offenses and you speak, then this is not very good sound vibration. It is not very learned what you say. So here, formerly kings like Yarasandha, the father-in-law of Kansa, strictly followed the Vedic ritual, thus worshipping Lord Vishnu. But see, Yarasandha did not accept Krishna as God. You remember when Krishna came before him, he just thought, well, that's an ordinary king and he's sometimes cheating a little bit. One who does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, it is certainly a demon. Similarly, anyone who does not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, the same Supreme Lord, is also to be considered a demon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so special incarnation. We have to get out of the clouds in our lives and see him and what he has given to us. Personally, I do find the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very difficult, because Radha and Krishna is extremely difficult to understand. And now to understand that here is a person who is Radha and Krishna in one, that's not very easy. What do you think? What do you think, Haribabu? It's not so easy. But the wonderful thing is, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case, even if you don't understand him, he gives his mercy. Whereas Radha and Krishna, if you are not totally purified, if you have not studied the books of the Goswamis and haven't become totally free from all misunderstandings, no chance for you. You may go to Vrindavan with a big hand over your eyes. That's all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's just on Gopuniam we pray for, but I feel something has to change personally in my life. You have to understand who he is and take, just if we only understand that he is wonderful, then we will pray for his mercy, and then our lives will just go very, very ecstatic, and we will have a very happy progress in Krishna consciousness. The offenses will disappear very quickly from us, and in this way we will take the shelter of the Lord. Now, sometimes lectures stop at this point, but I won't stop here, because there's something which you really still need to understand. I'm sorry, I'm getting overcrowded with books here. And then that's your mouth, course. And this, I'm sorry, today I'm not so good in English. I hope I can find this for you. Now, sometimes devotees think, then, this means I don't have to take care of offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take everything away. I'm just going on automatic pilot. I'm just continuing like this, and from time to time I say as loud as I can, Gauranitai. And then I'm free from all obstacles in devotional service. Is this really true? What do you feel, Vishwadev? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Many times devotees just leave it like this. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He excuses all offenses, so you don't really have to care so much. We just say, go on time. Buy our Gonitai babies in our Haribaga temple shop, put them up, no problem. You want to say something, or you want to think of the other. Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. Accidentally, which have been committed in the past. So Maharshi says we should avoid offenses which are committed purposefully, but we can breathe an utmost relief. We can also put a light on the atom, as far as your bestätigt sogar. It is considered, your apparatus has just on the Papagayas abgestürzt hier. Da. By the way, I just wanted to say, I think Lord Chaitanya is very happy with Nandarani and her helpers. It's such a beautiful altar today, isn't it? What do you think? Extremely, isn't it? Nandarani ki! Yeah! So, jetzt aber nicht stolz werden, sondern vor allem nicht einschlafen. The devotees were working till late in the night to make the flower decorations, so it's a little tired. The offenses, Maharshi says, which have been committed in the past and which are done unintentionally are forgiven by Chaitanya, whereas the Mahaprabhu, whereas the offenses which are done intentionally are not forgiven. Krishna Shakti, take this that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met offenders, he didn't tolerate them. For instance, the Brahmana Gopal Champa, who had thrown articles which were used to worship Durga before the house of Srivastako to indicate that Srivastako's kirtans were just lusty the orgasmus Satan. The goddess that was worshipped with tantric rituals. He got leprosy, and when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, forgive me, take this disease from my body. And Chaitanya just passed by him. He was so disturbed by his offense against a pure devotee that he wouldn't tolerate it. Only several years later he said, you have to go to Shiva Thakur and ask for his forgiveness. Also Devananda Pandit. Mahaprabhu was so angry with him because he had offended Arthur Srivas Thakur that he wanted to once beat Devananda Pandit when he was giving a lecture. He said, Devananda Pandit has offended Srivas Thakur, he has no right to speak on the Bhagavatam, and he wanted to come and beat him. Imagine, all of a sudden, someone would come here and beat me. It was quite dramatic, isn't it? When I'm off the blesser sound, it's all right, but too dramatic in some ways. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do it because he was so offensive. And even his mother Sachi, who had said Advaita Acharya is not Advaita, that is, he's not dualistic, but he is not non-dualistic. He is very heavy. He has preached to my son Vishwarupa that he would take sannyas. He is on the side of he's siding against me. He's not neutral. He's totally against me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everyone love of Godhead except for Mother Sachi. Because
because of this particular offense. And he later, he arranged it for the instruction of the whole universe, he arranged it that that Advaita Acharya fell down unconscious, then he glorified the qualities of Navasachi, and then Chaitanya said, now it's your chance that Navasachi took the dust of Advaita Acharya. And then, after she had this way requested forgiveness, Mahaprabhu gave her love of God. So, yes, all the offenses which have been committed unintentionally will be forgiven. But if a devotee continues to offend other devotees, especially this one offense, Mahaprabhu's mercy will be withheld. This is a point which I feel is very, very important. Because if we become self-righteous, as we will get we are now in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, nothing can happen to us. We can just run around like the most uncultured people from North Deutschland, North Germany. and we will be saved automatically. This is not so good. There is something in religious communities which has a front word, a foreign word, big like this, and what it means is those who are in this movement, in the spiritual movement, think everything is all right. They take great happiness in this, that they don't have to change their habits, but they are forgiven for everything. So the most comfortable idea which the Christians have, I can do what I want. Jesus' blood is washing my sins away. The McDonald's philosophy. So this is why this is not good. If we hear that we have a big chance, we must also know how we can spoil the chance. Another read this now, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once he roared, he spoke very loud, in other words, "Everyone, please give your thoughts to me." He wanted everyone to think now. "Please hear the truth. I will now say, anyone who neglects my servant and then worships me is very lowly and degraded. Such a person cuts me into pieces. His worship is like fire burning my body." Ich sag's mal in Deutsch, damit wir die ganze Dramatik hier haben. Jeder, bitte gebe mir jetzt deine Gedanken. Bitte hört die Wahrheit, die ich jetzt sagen werde. Jeder, der meinen Diener vernachlässigt und mich allein verehrt, ist sehr dekadent. Solch eine Person schneidet mich in Stücke. Seine Verehrung ist wie Feuer, die meinen Körper verbrennt. "My holy name, which is a karpa vriksha tree, destroys anyone who once blasphemes my servant. The living entities who live in the numberless universes are all my servants. Therefore, any living entity who harms another living entity will perish. You are more dear to me than my own body. Anyone who offends you will not be able to bear the fate that waits for him. Even if a sannyasi blasphemes an innocent person, the sannyasi will fall down. All his piety will perish." Raising his arms, Fair Lord Chaitanya declared to the entire world, "Renouncing criticism of others, everyone please chant Lord Krishna's name." I think we all feel shocked when we hear these words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they are in tune with his most important instruction for spiritual life. That is, this was, by the way, if you want to read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text number 207 to 213. The most important instruction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us for chanting the Hare Krishna Mani Mantra is what? Four instructions, actually. Yeah, that's the goal of this. Gauri has to be more humble than the stone, the grass, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer respects to others without respecting or expecting respect for himself. If we do this, we become humble dervishes and humble chanters of the holy name. Ooh, then our spiritual life is guaranteed. Then we can take the full mercy of Chaitanya and Nityananda and go back home, back to Godhead in this one lifetime. This is a very important lesson which today we can take. We can today use our time well in trying to chant our rounds in a very nice way. We can also pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to please give us the strength to be humble. It's only a very strong person who can be humble and tolerant. This requires a lot of spiritual strength. You can pray to him and in this way make this Gopunim a revolution in our spiritual life. We have the possibility, my dear devotees, we have the possibility to go back to Godhead and end this unfortunate diseased state of having a material body and a material mind and having to take care of the needs. This is the day. Everything, every day is the day. I mean, Nityananda's appearance day is the day, Janmashtami is the day, Vyasa Puja is the day. But I'm always saying, this is the day, so that finally, you know, someone will go like, okay, this is the day, then I will try to pray and take shelter. Okay, I want to end here. I hope you were not too shocked. The language which you have heard, just in poetry, Vrindavan Das Thakur's language is much more like fire sometimes, which comes. Krishna's Kaviraj is more, he doesn't make such heavy statements so often, once in a while. He says, like, he feels worship of Chaitanya, so, but this is very rare. There's Vrindavan Das Thakur is very, he makes his point very strongly sometimes. But I think the point needs such strong words, and these are the words of Chaitanya. So Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this? Vishwadev. That's a very nice question. I'm very thankful to you that you have raised this question. Vishwadev's question is, at which point can we actually speak of a blasphemy against the devotee? Because during our everyday life, we often hear that there are many different opinions amongst devotees. We may say, for instance, I will see things totally different than this devotee. Is that already, at which point does blasphemy start? The Sanskrit word is ninda,
And I really have not, I can only give, let me say, my own understanding here. I have not really read about this anywhere, an elaborate description. But I would say, at the moment, where there is some evil intention coming up, also eine böswillige Absicht against this person. For instance, I want to speak about those of us who have to manage in some ways. Sankirtan leaders, group leaders, bhakta and bhakti leaders, the kitchen leader, the temple commander. There are many places where devotees in our movement have a higher position than others. When they execute their service, they are confronted with mistakes of other devotees, and they have to take a stand. They have to say, "I'm sorry, this is not right," and so on and so forth. And there is not, we can't always say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Sometimes, and nothing moves if you don't say, "You." And then find a word in which you express your feelings. This correcting others, however, should be done in the mood of benefiting someone. If you want to correct someone and you do not have this mood, "I want to benefit the other," then at that point the ninda, the offense, can come very, very easily. Chastisement or the Teilung or the Zurechtweisung has to be on the basis of trying to help the situation. And trying to help the person. Prabhupada sometimes felt very sorry. He said, "I am your spiritual master. I have such a thankless task. I always have to chastise my disciples." Solche Dank, wie sagt man, undankbare Aufgabe. So this is my answer, Vishwadev. I hope it's helpful. See, difference amongst Vaishnavas are always there, and Prabhupada wrote a few letters. One letter once was given to me by Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, because we always differ like anything. He says A and I say B. It's always like this. We have a totally different worldview, which is very nice. But we don't... I learned something in this, exchange, and others, also. The moment you think this other person has another worldview, "Oh, he is so foolish," that moment the ninda starts. We will never have one worldview, and I hope we will never have it in our movement. It's impossible. We have absolutes like Srila Prabhupada, greatness, the integrity of this movement, loyalty to the founder Acharya, etc. But there will always be different ways how to perceive the same thing. It must be. And Prabhupada said it's utopia, dreamland utopia, he called it, to expect that there will be oneness. He said there must be unity in diversity. And he said, our movement, just wrote down this quote somewhere, our movement, the test for our movement is if we manage to have unity in diversity. Material life means when there is diversity, there is immediately quarrel. And the success of our movement is dependent if we manage to accept this law, unity in diversity. So
There is no play. There will be always different opinions, but we should not quarrel because of that and wish bad to others because of that. Yeah, Maharshi. Yashoda and Nanda Vishnu, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't partake in this Vatsalya bath, this parental. Well, it is described that all those who partook in Chaitanya Leela, they did so on the merciful invitation of Lord Chaitanya. They did something like an Ehrenrunde, you know, like a round of honor, or they made a special appearance to be in that divine pastimes. And there are many special things taking place there, which are different than in Krishna Leela. The incarnation of Lord Chaitanya is so special that you cannot speak of the total analogous situation. For instance, Lord Chaitanya Sarana and Krishna, that makes him special in the, from different from any other incarnation. Mm-hmm. Nico. Yeah, ich kann das auch verstehen. Nico heard a definition of humility which moved him very much, made him think very much, and that is, humility means we should not strive for the recognition of others. Is this related to the concept to serve others? See, service, if it's on a high state, is done out of love and affection, and it doesn't expect anything in return. I think if you want to serve someone, let us say you are serving Maharshi Rat Prabhu by giving him a nice plate of prasadam this evening, and he says, okay, just Prince Mark up here. that would be, you would be very, it just wouldn't be right. But if Maharshi Rat says, hast gut gemacht, drum wirst du auch nicht ausgelacht, then you think it's all right. You know, then you get some recognition, in other words. So that's on an ideal stage. No, we don't do things to be recognized. However, this doesn't mean that Maharshi, or let us say, let us leave this example. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't recognize other devotees for their services. We are human beings. Does something for you and you say, okay, well, I shouldn't pay him back with the recognition. I would go
the other day, you know, put it on his head, please.
That becomes strange. Should say thank you. And I'm so happy that you give this. If this is your feeling, if this is the feeling, feel it doesn't harm to give a devotee a little bit recognition. But the ideal thing is you shouldn't expect anything back. Ich guck mal, ich muss mal bei den Nachrichten. Also die sind alles klar im Augenblick. Mukunda! Freuen Sie sich auf deine Frage, aber bitte haben Sie einen guten Geschmack. Ja. To be humble. Was soll man machen? Is there something else to get strength from? I told this guy, yes. Yes, I'm thinking very deeply at this moment because I'm always writing to everyone all the best and lots of spiritual strength. So I'm writing now on an article called All the Best and Lots of Spiritual Strength. It will explain what is, how to obtain spiritual strength, how to get that. Prabhupada once said you can obtain spiritual strength by following enthusiastically the program. There is a tremendous opportunity for everyone to get spiritual strength if you move a little bit in your life and do a little austerity. The austerity is to follow a spiritual program with great determination, to get up every morning, to eat not more than you require, to be just very correct in your relationships with human beings of different sorts. This gives you a lot of spiritual strength. Sometimes when devotees, when you miss the spiritual strength, you can easily obtain it by doing a little tapasya in your life, a little austerity in your life. It usually comes back. Please try it, Mukunda. No, you just do it. Yesterday we were walking in the Philosophical Vision, someone overtook us with their I never forgot the situation. I was just thinking about something about my life, you know. Then I had an idea how to serve Prabhupada better, and just someone overtook us and they had it on the back. Just do it! And I just said, this is Prabhupada. He really is so wonderful. He never leaves me alone in my existence. Just do it. So just get up. You can make a get up club, you know, in Heidelberg. In one room there's a get up club. You can have your team member sleep there. I did this, I was always sleeping next to Astarata because I'm a big sleeper also. I have a big body and like to and feel sleepy often. Just I was lying next to Astarada and his alarm, he would always get up, and then just out of social pressure I would also get up. It was very helpful in my spiritual life. But just do it. You have to, if you are convinced that this helps, you first have to convince yourself intellectually and then do it, Mukunda. I think you will do it. You have made such nice advancements throughout the years. Your questions are becoming tolerable. This is really a change. 2-3 years ago, every question we would go like, hopefully, you couldn't have the question. That's become just very ecstatic questions. Have you noticed, Madame Mahan? No? Fantastic. Fortunate. Come along, are you listening? You have to understand something from the platform of intelligence, that here is a new point. Do a little tapasya. And then just make a plan, maybe company. Make your tapa company in the temple, you know. And then do it. If one doesn't have the association, well, then I would just go to the alarm clock industry and ask them, what is really your super first class alarm clock which has a hammer, you know, and bang, bang, paints it on my head, you know, just I can imagine the modern advancement goes so fast that they must have an alarm clock with a hammer by now. Not sweet music is, then you go like, have the association of a proper alarm clock. And the trick is to put it at a place where you can't reach. Das ist der ganze Trick, das ist so einfach, aber viele wissen das nicht. You know, then you get up to make it out and then go to bed again, then you think, I'm already on my toes, I mean, I surrender, I go to the bathroom, you know. Then after you're out from the shower, then it goes, and you feel enlivened. Good. Du hast aber doch schon. Jochen, du kommst gleich nochmal an. Ja, after. See, it was allowed to talk about it after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had revealed himself. Afterwards. Sanada Shiva is the original Lord Shiva, and he is he's between the Brahma Jyoti and the spiritual world. There is his eternal Dham, and he likes chanting very much, like Advaita Acharya also. He used to dance every time the chanting went on. He's the original Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva.